Let's go to Dale in California, and he's suffering with some shingles. Are you there, Dale?
Yes.
Okay. Well, for the sake of the listeners, shingles, of course, is herpes zoster or chickenpox coming back at you again. So what's going on here is usually the immune system is shut down, and it usually occurs in older people or children with compromised immunity. How old a man are you, Dale?
71.
Yep. And so how much do you weigh?
115 pounds, 6 foot tall.
Okay, you're pretty thin then.
Yep.
Okay, well, typically when we see the shingles, the first thing we want to do is support immunity big time. And believe it or not, the most important thing you'll do is improve your digestion. So the first thing you're going to do is when you eat a meal, you'll want to take at least two Quantum Digest with the meal.
I take two Quantum Digest now.
Excellent.
Each
good.
Morning.
Excellent. You want to take it with each meal.
Every meal.
Yes. And
okay.
Then the HCL Detox Kit is the end of the meal. And here you're going to be looking for, at your body weight and age, about four HCL and two Activator. End of the meal. Now you're digesting the food, so you're going to stop this rotting food load all over the body. Step one. Step two, you want to give your body a little bit of a stand-in immune system. That'll be colostrum as a powder or as capsules. You can get either one. Typically 25% immunoglobulins G and A, which is first line of defense for the body at the intestine. And so this may be a big, big help for you.
How often do I use the colostrum?
I would use maybe anywhere from three or four capsules per meal. And I do that for a while till we get you back to track. Next thing you'll want to do is get on something called nucleotides. And here about maybe three per meal. And now what you should see is in just a few days is that the immune system is going to have enough muscle to begin winning, okay? But these points may be painful and very uncomfortable. And if they are, where are you located in California?
Somewhere, San Fernando Valley. Many times I drive down to your location.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. In Torrance there, they'll have a laser, and they'll be able to help you by using the laser on these sites. And you want to be sure that you protect the body from being encoded. One of the sad things that we've learned is with all the scanning devices, these are scanners in the supermarket, the banks, entire body scanning devices at the airports. If you run down a week, these guys can encode the tissue, and if they do, then it's almost impossible for that tissue to heal the way it should. Okay?
Laser the left side of my body that has all the breaking out?
Yep, that's it. Yep. And if it's only on the left side, then you may have an interference field there. They could find that for you and stop it from reducing the normal energy flow into that tissue. All right?
Okay.
Good. I think those things should make a huge difference.
What about the... I had stopped taking the Max Stress B, ran out, actually, when all of this came on me, and I got some of that. Is that something that is helping?
Well, yes, a little bit around Robin Hood's barn, but you're absolutely right. See, when the food isn't completely digested, it's all picked up typically by the hepatoportal artery wrapped around the small intestine, and it runs that rotting food right into your liver. The Max Stress B, of course, upregulates phase 1, phase 2 liver detox, so it gets rid of a lot of that junk. So, yes, I think it could be an indirect but significant help.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Anything else that would...
Well, I think those couple things and mud packing or Medibody packing to clear whatever interference field on the left side is making that so bad, those are the things I think could help tremendously. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.